The U.S. Department of Transportation has awarded the city $770,000 over a three-year period, which Roanoke Director of Economic Development Mark Nelson says will be used to hire a consultant to look at opportunities within a half-mile radius of the Amtrak station.
You sort of draw like a half-mile radius around that station and seeing, you know, are there publicly owned pieces of land or buildings that are being underutilized? And the consultant would help us look at those pieces of land or those buildings and go into the communities around them and say, you know, here are development opportunities you could have based on what we've seen in other places.
Nelson has seen that approach work in other places, including around train stations in his native Long Island. He says this concession grant program award could lead to a larger program which looks at entire cities and publicly owned lands.
We hear other communities. Harrisonburg says the same thing. It's like, you know, we're landlocked. We have a county on all sides of us. We don't have the ability to extend out into the hinterlands because we don't have hinterlands. But it's an interesting way of looking at it. Economic development and planning work together to apply for it. And I think it's a really interesting thing. We have a planning department that is always kind of looking at these ideas, and when you tie the commerce to the planning side, I think it's helpful for everyone.
The city of Roanoke was one of 45 public entities to share the three-year $50 million grant program, narrowly focused on transit-oriented projects and public assets. Gene Moreno, WFIR News.